Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting second. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting third. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive towards first. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a pop-up towards third. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 1 in the game. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Hargan covering, for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 1 in the game. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Castro pinch hits for Jackie Hernandez. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Nixon moves to third. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Zoilo Virals now playing shortstop. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hinton moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alvis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hinton scores. Wagner moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Wagner moves to third. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Demeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva who is chasing the ball. Salmon reaches third base with a triple. Demeter goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. Jim Ollum now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Brown steals second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 2 in the game. Olander hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tovar moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cesar Tovar now playing shortstop. Rich Rollins now playing third base. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargan strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Chico Salmon now playing left field. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 2 in the game. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Boswell pinch runs for Russ Nixon. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field. Demeter picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Demeter. Boswell goes all the way around to score. Rollins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. Rich Reese pinch hits for Jim Ollum. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Jim Rowland now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 3 in the game. Ullander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Ullander moves to second. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ullander scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0-for-3 in the game. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.